songs of Lamar Hunt, his influence on so many people in sport to inspire them to get to the next level will always be felt.
That was Luke Jensen, a tennis player. People forget what Lamar Hunt did for soccer, for tennis, to create opportunities. And Jim, in this last minute, I just wanted your perspective on owners that have that sense of not only entrepreneurial zeal and business acumen, but also the personal relationships and passion that make it all worth it.
Well, it's the one word you used there was passion, and that's so exciting when you get a baseball owner that has that passion. He comes down, he's in spring training a lot, and he's around the ball club. He goes into the clubhouse. He gets to know the families of the players and everything. And for me, I think, just trying to quickly think about that, one of the last really gentleman owners in baseball was the O'Malley family, Walter O'Malley, coming around and really getting to know his players. I mean, they were the face for the Dodgers for so many years. And now with the turnover in ownership and the business side of things in baseball, they get to be fewer and fewer in the game itself.
And in our last minute here, Jim, what is it about money that alternates that relationship with owners and the teams themselves? It seems like in the NFL, it's such a well-run business, but sometimes that creates space. And you see it with baseball players that don't sign autographs because, hey, heaven forbid, that the value of each autograph they have goes from $20 to $15 because they signed a few autographs.
Well, I think players get caught up in some of this too. I mean, obviously you can't paint everybody with the same brush. I mean, there's a player here in Baltimore, Brian Roberts, who spends an inordinate amount of time during the day. He's a single guy, but he spends a lot of time in hospitals and getting to know the fans. And, you know, for baseball players, I think they miss out, and athletes in general, they miss out if they don't get to know some of the fans and why they're out there. It's not just a business for them. They need to go out and get to know the fans and enjoy that part of the game as much as competition itself. Don't let the money take the joy of that away from you.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, thanks for joining us, buddy. As always, we'll see you next week.
Nick, you take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. Well, I want to thank you for listening. We did the whole show yesterday pretty much about Lamar Hunt. I want to thank all the people, Floyd Little, Mark Schlereth, Randy Kovitz, and more, and, of course, Jim Beattie. Next week, Mike D'Antoni from the Suns, ESPN Magazine's Rick Bucher, Alan Houston from ESPN, NBA stuff, and more with our friend Len Dawson. Thanks for listening. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights.